We were kind of shocked, but we've been expecting it because we've always told ourselves it'll come sooner or later.
Quinnahock resident Warren Jones tested for the coronavirus Wednesday morning.
I just came back from the testing site, and there's a 6-foot distance. It's all organized very well. Everybody's following the directions.
He called the testing easier than expected.
Doesn't take long and doesn't even hurt. Just a swab on both sides of your nose and you're done.
Jones heard about the positive case the day before over the VHF radio. He's the CEO of the Quinnahock Village Corporation, Connectuke Inc., which sells fuel and operates the town's grocery and hardware stores. Immediately, Jones closed the store's doors. All orders are now being taken over the phone.
And we're going to continue to do so until we get them all clear.
Jones says after the testing team from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation landed in town and began testing close contacts of the confirmed case, all community members were asked to volunteer for testing and to arrive at the testing site at specific times in alphabetical order by the last name of the head of household.
Yeah, I was impressed with how organized they were over there. There's three gals up front taking the info. I think a local is helping them. And then there's two people doing the swabs and one in the back prepping the swab kit.
The testing, he says, was done outside the village clinic. Jones describes a deliberate process. The community had been preparing for a positive case for months by social distancing, wearing masks, and restricting travel.
So it was a good practice before it hit. So we were prepared to come up with solutions for the village beforehand. So we were ready for it.
In March, the Village Corporation, along with the tribe, city, school, and church, gathered to create community guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus to and within Quinnahock. Anyone flying into the village was required to have written tribal permission and then had to quarantine, and residents could only travel out for essential reasons. On Tuesday, after receiving news of the positive case, the tribal council further tightened these guidelines. Now, anyone traveling into Quinnahock must take a coronavirus test upon arrival and then quarantine with all household members for 7 days or until negative test results are received. If someone refuses testing, they must quarantine for 14 days with all household members. These measures remain in effect until June 15th. Quinnahock Tribal Council President Darren Cleveland wants to see widespread testing throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
All communities in the region should be tested instead of waiting for a positive case to happen. So we'll know, identify if there's a case, and then isolate them and prevent the spread.
Cleveland is advising Quinnahock residents to continue practicing social distancing, hand washing, and mask wearing. He said, "The prevention starts with ourselves." In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.